Hare Krishna. I want to thank you very much. I must say I felt very nervous before giving this presentation. I talked to a good friend of mine who always gives me a feedback, and this devotee told me that he will be very happy and enthusiastic to see if we will come into a practical dimension with this talk. I must tell you, I intend to do so tomorrow at the second meeting. What I hope to do for this evening and how we can close this evening is to give you a little summary of what the theses were, which I had presented this evening, and then I want to see if you have some questions. And then afterwards I will announce what we are trying to achieve tomorrow, when the very important practical dimension comes. Tomorrow we will talk a little bit about one question. I can introduce the question to you already. After we have given the initial inspiration in Krishna consciousness, what can we offer the devotees that will remain permanently of interest and use for the devotees? Today, I have most of the time, or given the priority of our evening time, to discussing the individuality in Krishna consciousness. It is my great conviction that only devotees who are, let me say, who have found their own inner way, their deep Krishna consciousness, can come into what we call cooperation. I will start tomorrow's evening with a very moving and very, I hope, deep analysis of relationships in Krishna consciousness. You will not believe your ears in the beginning. But for this evening, I just want to see, I want to go with you here again through the theses which we have done, and then I want to see if you have any questions so far to which you would like to ask at this point of the lecture, and then we will close the evening as I have indicated. The evening started out with an observation of the present state of Krishna consciousness. The present state is, to say it mildly, a crisis. Krisa. Yes. We don't feel it so much, because we as devotees are always, you know, when we chant our rounds, and we feel happy, and yes, and when we see the deities, and when we have nice, inspiring association and so on. But as a movement for Krishna consciousness, we have not really been very successful in helping our members and to help in helping even many people to become very enlivened and healthy in Krishna consciousness. This has to be said, and a little honesty or critical feedback, I think, is helpful. In order to reach the second phase, we have introduced a motto from Srila Prabhupada's letters, which are called Unity and Diversity. If you wish to read these letters in their original text, I want to request maybe Govinda Nandan, who can make photocopies for free. to collect your names. He will be here on this table, and then he can give you these letters tomorrow evening. Maybe I just bring a bunch of letters. I think it is interesting for everyone. I bring about 30, and we can see if you want, if there are more devotees who wish to have more, you can take them, collect them the day after. You get them in some ways. Dobro. Now, but I thought it's very, very important before we speak about how we can come together as a movement, Predrag. Hare Krishna, you're all a little bit tired, I can understand, but please try to listen. We will soon be at the end. I thought before we can meet together and make big plans how to overtake Croatia with Krishna consciousness, with a wave of new Krishna consciousness, we need to be very sure that unity in diversity will mean that we as individuals think deeply about two aspects of our lives. Our, let me say, spiritual life and how we can go deeper. Remember, Bhakti or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's very, very nice analysis of using the mind in Krishna consciousness. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says this is so essential, and he gives an example. When you have a yajna, you may have the sand ready, you may have the firewood ready, you may have the ghee ready at one stage. But if you don't have the mantras whereby which you call the different, call Krishna to appear in the fire, the whole yajna is for nothing. If you have all the external things of Krishna consciousness, the tilak, the bibek, the frizura, you know, and so on, but you are not thinking of Krishna, you are not using your intelligence in Krishna consciousness, and you don't give your up your false ego and come to your real identity, then all of this will not really help you. And remember, my research team, who did, by the way, an excellent work. I think some of the research workers are here with us this evening, but I have suggested to them, better you remain in an anonymous position, because some of us are not yet mature maybe enough to deal with criticism in a constructive way, and then so this will remain an anonymous research work, but I will use it in Germany and other parts also, because it is true, some of the things are true, some of them might be not, you know, there was not in very much time to make this investigation, some of it, but it's pointed in very good directions where we need to improve, and we need to improve as individuals, as our own persons. See, in the past we have stressed so much on authority that we have forgotten free will. We have stressed so much on following the scriptures that we have forgotten a little bit on spontaneous enthusiasm. I hope that what I have explained about individuality is clear to you. We need authority in our life. We need Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. But we need to digest the informations on our own. Srila Prabhupada, and I will most probably close here, he once went with his disciples through one of the many parks in America, and in his usual creative way, he would connect everything he saw with Krishna. He would say, this building can be used as a temple, this can be used as a prasadam hall, this building, this park can be used for festivals where we do kirtan and so on. And all the times the devotee says, yes, da, da, da. Finally, Prabhupada did his Prabhupada thing. He said, this dog, he can be also used in the temple for Krishna. And the devotee said, da. Then Prabhupada stopped. How can we use a dog in Krishna's service? We are here in the town, not on the land. Then he said his famous sentence, when will you ever start to think for yourself? Prabhupada had caught us. He had lured us in a trap which he had set up himself. We went in the trap when Prabhupada chastised us. He did several times, and those of us who have heard about this and know about this, they feel very fortunate about this unusual way of teaching. So let us not expect that the Hare Krishna movement of the future will be like mummy and puppy who put everything on us which we require. Even mummy and puppy can't do it. You have to live your life at one stage. You grow up and you develop your own ideas and so on. In Krishna consciousness, we should keep this free, this development in our eyes. Dobro. This is the first stage. Tomorrow we will go into the revolution. But revolution is made out of individuals who think on themselves, upon themselves, who are faithful to Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, who have love for Krishna, or at least affection for Krishna, or at least some gratefulness for Krishna, and who are willing to give up the false ego. Hare Krishna. So, may I ask if you have any questions before I wish you a lakunoj? I got my prize, a picture of Krishna by one child who was painting in the back. We will only ask questions at this stage to the subject matters which have been addressed, or subject matters on individuality and individual development. Cooperation and building a strong movement and coming together and building strong relationships, all these subjects will be discussed tomorrow. Here's a question. Dear Maharaj, you can continue with the program till 10 o'clock. Thank you, but I don't think we will take so much time. By 10 o'clock we will be out of the room. Mm-hmm. How does this all sit to you? Sit with you. This is an English word which I also had to learn. It means... any reaction? What do you think? I think yes. Please don't say nice or bad. And so, these are very deep things. Do you agree with me, or do you have questions to? Let me say, and so on. I think, do you understand, or this I should say, do you understand my intention? Intention is that I feel it would be so nice if we could again come together, but this time in a mature way, more mature way. Look, we have this of about maybe 100 devotees here, or a little bit more, I can't say, maybe a little bit more. Who has a good eye for numbers? About hundreds, I would say. And I feel great happiness in my heart that you have come to a title called The Second Phase of Krishna Consciousness. And now I'm just thinking in my mind, it would be so nice to bring all of you together, that you are happy, that you can fulfill your spiritual dreams. It would be so happy, so good if we can make a movement which is open and very spiritual, and which attracts these many, many people who like the Hare Krishna movement, but who just can't identify with this rawness and this unrefinedness and this spaced outness and this the things which I have mentioned, devotees who pretend to be on a level but they are not, devotees who are very problematic in their hearts and with whom it's not a pleasure to talk, and so on. It's just such a dream, if this dream of an international movement or a movement in Croatia could come true, that where we do something together. It's just so ecstatic. See, I'm an old timer. I'm a dinosaurier from the old times. I cannot forget what it is to, like in Germany, we went every day, we were in the television, and we were on big festivals, and everywhere the devotees were coming, they were the talk of the country, and we really moved a lot of things because we were moving together, and so on. And I cannot never forget Prabhupada in his last days, you know, when he was moving his hand up, and the devotees took his emaciated body gently up, and he said up, and he raised his hand, and you know, in a very prophetic way, he said, "And your love for me will be demonstrated how much you cooperate together." These things I cannot forget, and when I'm sitting in my caves in the Himalaya mountains, or bathing in the Ganga, crying in Puri, and so on, then I think of you, and I think it should be possible to create with intelligent people who have good hearts and good character, and this we have here, such a group of people, should be possible to create a revolution, which is wonderful. And one cannot be satisfied with the state of affairs. One cannot be satisfied when one sees a devotee growing because he is not properly situated. He is with one step in Krishna consciousness, the other step in Maya, and he is not here, not there, and he is like a cloud in the sky. It is distressing to see this. Then I think it must be possible to, with such a high philosophy, with such a kind philosophy, with such a loving philosophy, with such an old tradition, you know, it's not a new movement which we have here, but it worked for thousands of years. Then I think it must be possible to bring us together. This is my intention, or this is, in America you say, this is where I come from. So on. Good. So let us see. I saw one hand just before me, Govinda Nandan. Yes. Speak loud, please. Ms. Latke Kulisas. Yeah. Would you like to ask a question? In it's easy if the person speaks the question, isn't it? Please say in Croatian. Please louder, you have such a good voice. Govindanandan, maturity is definitely necessary, and maybe some hard experiences, I would say, of not working together, of struggling, of fighting, of being lonely and misunderstood and rejected and blah blah, all these things. I read a beautiful verse which Staravali will read to us. It is 4th Canto, chapter 30, text 8. Please read it, my dear sons of the king. Krishna says, I'm so much pleased by the friendly relationships amongst you. Yes, Sarvabali. Krishna says, and Prabhupada says in the purport, the unity of the individual souls attempting to satisfy the Supreme Lord or rendering service to the Lord is real unity. I think one must understand. It's so nice if we can work together in spiritual life, and one must start to appreciate the other person for what he is. We must be ready to overlook the differences which are there. Just this is a devotee of Krishna. He tries to surrender to Krishna. And it should be possible to do something together. And one should feel a little bit ashamed if one only sees the so-called bad qualities of a devotee. Then then this paradigm shift, you know, to be doing something alone, to coming to do to doing something together, can take place. So often we are so envious towards each other. So often, because of small things, we don't appreciate the other person. Sometimes when someone only needs to marry and we become his enemy. We are so immature, that Kindermenschen, Hermann Hesse would say, children humans, yeah. Yeah, we have Prabhupada used to sometimes get. He said, "You are always quarreling," and then he said, "In my school, when the teacher didn't like somebody or wanted to punish people, he took a student." And another student, and he requested them to pull their ears. So the more pain they inflicted to each other, the more they started to pull. Imagine I will not give your names because it's so embarrassing, but Mr. A comes here and Mr. B, and they are told to pull each other's ears. you know, then Mr. A starts to pull, and Mr. B says, well, this is too much, and also pulls, and then they pull more and more, and it accelerates to something foolish. You would look sometimes on our email conferences, you will see it is not very mature. Why this is so? It's because we are not Krishna conscious, although we say we are. We don't show compassion and love and understanding to others, which is so important. And the script. So, coming back to your questions, I could ramble on this, but and only lament that it's giving a short, concise answer. I think we must understand the need of working together. Krishna is pleased by cooperation amongst devotees. He's more pleased than if you do it alone. The Vaikuntha spirit is we have heard all the servants of the servants, the gopis and the gopas, they form a service unity to please Radha and Krishna. We will deal tomorrow with this more. Yes? Here's another two other questions. Yeah, would you please read them first in English, because then I can think about them, and then you can read them in Croatian, and the others can understand. In the Bhagavatam, in the fourth canto, it is said that you need four qualities. And then respect is very natural. One is, you need to be a little peaceful, first of all. Yes. We need to become like Blajenka. The second quality is, we need to see with a spiritual eye. This is what maybe all of us can still learn, that there are a living entity. Or we need to become like Dayal Nitai. He's also very peaceful by nature. Then we need to see with an equal eye. Then we need ourselves to be a little bit pure, that is, free from the mood to exploit others. And finally, we need to learn a simple art, how to please other living entities. But really, respect has different foundations philosophically. If you look from a humanitarian perspective, you think all people are humans and therefore respect-worthy. There's something which unites them. For instance, a doctor thinks it's worthwhile to even take care of a gypsy because he, or an Albanski, he doesn't make this difference that an Albanski or gypsy is not worth his care, because they are all humans. You see, respect requires a common ground from where you see everyone equally. We as spiritualists see everyone as respect worthy because he is a soul and there is Krishna in his heart. But it doesn't mean to embrace a tiger. In other words, when there are material differences which are so strong, we should just respect from the distance. Second question, please. Very interesting question. please translate. We had a 3-hour discussion about this question with Radhanath Maharaj, Niranjana Maharaj, and a few other Maharajas in Bombay. There were some of us who took a very revolutionary stand. Let the old tree fall down so that a new one can come. Some of us thought, well, if the old tree falls down, then also all the young developments will suffer. The young trees will think. I think we should look at what happened in Croatia. I think the old tree is no longer the way it is. We have a very small temple, that's in Zagreb. And elsewise, we have a few Namhata centers and a wonderful congregation. In Croatia, thanks to the Namhata preachers who from the beginning thought about this, and then thanks to the temple devotees who developed a very mature understanding and encouraged the congregation, we have a richness which is nowhere else. So, our congregation, we have so good people who are connected with Krishna consciousness in the congregation. It's amazing. It's really amazing. We have a pop star who feels related to Krishna consciousness. We have, I don't want to embarrass all these devotees who are with us even today, but we have people who are very influential in the public field, who feel very comfortable with the devotees and who believe very strongly in Krishna as their goal in life, to please Him. We have many young students who are learning many things. We have very intelligent people, even very rich people. I won't tell you the names because then you will. I have a project. we can go to the media. You just need to have a birthday celebration, and there are two articles in the newspapers in Croatia. That's unique. People are very kind, all in all, who are very open. I mean, what I saw in Topuska, I couldn't believe it. All the German devotees came to me with tears of ecstasy and said, we have never seen such nectarian people. They all celebrated with us. Have you noticed? This is a richness. We are so wealthy. When I said, we are in a crisis, I just meant as a mission, as a unity and so on, we could do much more. And tomorrow we will talk about how to organize ourselves so that everyone feels happy with this. I got carried away. So, the old tree has broken down in my understanding. The old tree of ISKCON in Croatia, and a new, very nice tree is growing. And it is this tree which we have to take care of, and we meet for this tree. Don't forget one of the points. We have to meet because the Croatian government wants to know, can we make you a religion so that you get health insurance and don't have to go to the army. Isn't that interesting even to the embittered devotees? We have to do something now to take care of this tree. There are parts in the world where the old tree creates so much pain because it is not, but here it went quite, no problem, not much problem. Sundarananda Gopal. Yes. First, please, in English, because then I can think a little bit about it, and then in Croatian. Yeah. Please speak loud, because I'm becoming old. Yeah. Sometimes I also have this doubt which you have. Will it be possible? Why didn't it work in the past? Even when Prabhupada was on the planet, he saw that we were not really mature enough. How can we become more mature? These things are in my mind. I want to say, I believe two things are very important so that it is possible. One is that stress on individual spirituality, deep Krishna consciousness, where devotees are satisfied, where they just feel, do you know how easy it is with happy people, and do you know how difficult it is with this? Oh, this is painful, this is painful, this is painful. It's so difficult with them. They only know pain, 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 pain. And but don't you see the sun? Every day the sun shines, and that is Krishna. And, oh, you, impractical man. And so on. It's easier. Yes. So, but I think if we attract people by becoming a little bit more attractive, thinking what will the people need to become attracted to Krishna consciousness? What do we do with this list from the University of Zagreb? Do we forget it? Or do we do something with it? Then we will attract people who just don't have so much difficulties. But Prabhupada, he sometimes said, Krishna didn't send me any first class man and woman. He said like this. We are problematic individuals, and that's the reason why we made such a step from the old culture. To the new culture. We were suffering. The fire was on our behinds. Okay, I'm going to the Hare Krishnas. But I think if the individuals in the Hare Krishna movement just very carefully come together and talk about practical new structures where different types of people can be attracted, where there is a corner where the intellectuals meet, where there's the corner where the brahmacharis are happy, where there's a corner for the grihastha, where everyone is on its place and there's no judging and discouraging, then it will work. I must tell you, I've seen a temple and congregation which I consider very, very good. It is in Bombay, the Radha Chopati, the Radha Gopinath temple, where it's very ideal. They have the whole thing is Vaishnava relationships. They're very kind to each other. You will never find grihasthas and brahmacharis, usually it goes the other way around, brahmacharis and grihasthas fighting with each other. You have doctors, you have street sweepers, you have all together on the basis of Krishna consciousness in good relationships. And this is important, for everyone is a corner. The doctors are in the Bhaktivedanta hospital. The old people have meetings, the Senioren Club, you know, where all these... I'm going to the Radha Gopinath Senioren Club. Senioren? Senioren? What is Senioren? Old people, yes. The young teenagers meet together and have their teenager things, what teenagers are interested in. And unity and diversity. And then they go, 900 people at once, to these yatras. Yatras means pilgrimages. Where everyone, even the multimillionaire, this Krishna Chandra is his spiritual name, Rishikesh Mafatlal is his Indian name. He is serving the other devotees' plates with prasadam and so on. It can work. There's an example. And tomorrow I will talk a little bit about the principles which make it work there, and so on. But please, Sundarananda, be enthusiastic. Be hopeful. There's a Chinese story. Once two frogs fell into a bottle of cream. It was not schlagom. It was liquid cream. One said, oh, this is the end, and he just drowned. Poop. Look, 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 in the pot of cream. The other thought, well, I can still swim. And he began to swim. And by his swimming movement, I don't know if frogs swim like this or if they swim like this, he made schlagum. And with a schlag, he went up. Brrr, and then he jumped out of the pot. So a very important principle in Krishna consciousness is, it is possible. Do what you can do, and with the help of Krishna, it can be possible. Bhavada. And then Stavavali sister. What is the purpose of Vanashram? The purpose is to give you a situation in life where you can be physically healthy, mentally and emotionally healthy, socially healthy, and finally spiritually healthy. In the absence of a formal society structure like Vanashram, our ISKCON has not been able to supply this. And it's very, very difficult. It's very, very difficult to do this. In the absence of this, you have to go and fulfill the purpose of Vanashram. That is, take care of your situation in your life where you can be emotionally, physically, socially well connected. In other words, I don't feel we should wait for ISKCON to supply us the structure, then we will wait until the cremation fire swallows the last centimeter of our skin. We should go about doing this. I had to do this on certain levels. My health became very critical after I had an accident with poisonous gas. I was attacked, my health was very critical, and I had a nervous breakdown as a result of this. So I decided, okay, this is a sign of Krishna. I now need to do something about my health, and I went to the Dead Sea and did a cure there. And afterwards, when you know, I discovered Ayurveda, which works very nice for me. So this is one example, and maybe others need a friend or a good marriage. That's a very difficult thing, but it's a good ideal. Or they need something which intellectually stimulates them, and so on. But you need to take care of this on your own, with the help of devotees, but we won't have a Varnashram system so easily. I think it is not a problem. Where do you get in life everything at once? Here your health, here your the ideal partner, here your emotional stability. You have to work for it on your own. This is life. And you can mature while working on this. The last question will be, Tichana, excuse me, I always refer to you as the sister of someone here. Yes, Tichana?
Please speak loud for the old men.
Yes, it's the last question. I will require the Bhagavad Gita in English. And you please look at it in your Croatian version. Self-motivated. You must be fascinated about the Krishna conscious goals. Prabhupada, he says here in the, it's in the sixth text of the 15th chapter. Yes, please look for it. It's in the third paragraph. One should be captivated by this information. He should desire to transfer himself to that eternal world and extricate himself from this false reflection of reality. You should just desire to go back home, back to Godhead, and that desire will come if you hear more and more about the kingdom of God. Then you are self-motivated. You need to be a little bit pure also, so that the three gunas don't always get into your way and divert you from the path. But basically, by hearing about Krishna in the spiritual world, you will develop that desire, that longing to go back to Him. This is our process. Hearing again, Tichana, and again, and you will develop the desire. Don't forget to purify your mind and consciousness from the influence of the lower modes. So, my dear devotees, it became longer than I thought. I really request you. You have to give me one present. That is that you come tomorrow. This was only the preparation for tomorrow. Please also inspire other devotees to come, because tomorrow we will plan the revolution. It's fun. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Lakunoj.